if you you're paying attention to what's going on in the church as a whole, not individually, but as a whole, there are so there are so many things that are going on that people are just, you know, people are trying to use it as an excuse not to go to church. And they're going to be held accountable for it. There is no excuse for us not to go to church. God is trying to prepare us for this time, this season that is taking place now. When folks are falling out of love with Jesus, and atheists are seem like they're gaining more and more and more support, but they really aren't. It just seems that way. And people are just turning their backs because they don't, well, he said this and he said that.
That's right.
A bunch of foolishness. God said, I'm raising up a body of believers that's going to show forth the love of God in spite of what's going on. Amen. But it's going to take us to sacrifice to do it. Sister Brenda, there's a whole lot of folks I just like to say, man, get on. But God don't let you do that. Because some folks just don't never have nothing nice to say.
Amen.
Always discouraging, always broken down, always whining about something. And it's unfortunate, we just happen to have to be around them most of the time. But God said that's okay, because he's given us something far greater. Far greater than anything they could say. He's given us life. And he's given us abundant life. In the Romans, the 12th chapter, and the 1st and the 2nd verse, those as far as we're going.
Amen.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of who?
God.
By the mercies of God. That ye do what?
Present.
I didn't hear you. That ye what?
Present.
Your what?
God.
A living, holy, unto God.
Yes.
Your reasonable service. And be not conformed to what? But be ye by the renewing of your
mind,
that ye may prove what is and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
I implore you. I implore you. Accordingly, brethren, through and according to the mercies or the compassion of God. How can I say the compassion of God? Because that's what I'm supposed to have. That's what I'm supposed to have. I'm supposed to manifest compassion. I manifest compassion when Sister Louise was beating on us. I had compassion. I didn't stop loving her. Wasn't happy with her, but I didn't stop loving her. She was happy as a lark. How many understand what I'm saying? What's in you is you got to let it flow out of you. And if you got something in you that you're trying to hide, it's going to find its own way out. Because it's like water. Water will find a crack. I remember I just thought about it. I preached a message. I looked at my brother Rodney in that yellow and I thought about dandelions. Not, you don't look like a dandelion, Rodney. I'm just reminding me. I preached a message about dandelions, how you see dandelions grow in some of the most crazy. I've seen dandelions grow out of rock. And I stood there amazed trying to figure out how is it growing out of that rock. Because it is resilient. You go out, you dig it up, and you know you got the root up, Brother Little John, and you go back out 3 days later, and it's another one sprout. And you will sit there and you go, I got it up by the root. That's the way God wants us to be, resilient.
Amen.
He wants us to be able to grow and mature in all of our circumstances and situations. Why? Because the mercies of God. It's the compassion of God. We know that God is still that God, that God, that covenant God, or the God that becomes a part of your life that he might reveal himself through you. See, it's not you that's showing the compassion. It's the power of God that's in you that's compassionate.
Amen.
Amen. Because my flesh can get sick and tired real quick.
Amen.
I have to pray. Just be honest. Like, come on, boy. Relax, flesh. It ain't even worth it.
Right.
I have to talk to myself and wait on God to intervene in my life. Amen. And you know what he does? He always does. Especially if you decide to let him.
That's right.
I heard some folks say, not today. I got to handle this. What do? You dig yourself into a bigger mess. But I implore you, Paul said, listen here. I implore you, folks, by the mercies of God, the very power and the compassion that's relevating or manifesting itself within you, that you present or you yield, offer up your bodies. And see, the key with this whole thing is when he says the word bodies, he's talking about us as a corporate body. Because it's important that we offer up ourselves together. The only way we can offer up ourselves together is we've shown forth the love of God towards each other. I can't like, now see, I could get jealous of Brother Little John because he can wear them boots and they look so good on his feet. I love boots, but I can't wear them. Or I'd have been asking him for his. But see, God's trying to teach us something. He's trying to take us a little bit higher than where we are. Where you were yesterday, you can't stay there. Because tomorrow is going to be a whole new experience. And if you try to use what you had yesterday to get you through today, you're going to fall short. And when you fall short, somebody that comes in contact with you is not going to experience what the compassion of God is really like. Present your what? Your bodies as a living. Well, why can't we do that? We have faith in us. We have pistis faith, which is the divinely implanted principle. If it is in you, if you allow it to live in you, then you have to live. I die daily. We have to die daily. Well, you say, well, what do you mean? You die daily, that means something in your life you've got to separate yourself from.
That's right.
When you get up in the morning, you say, Lord, what is it that I have to do to make sure I serve you the way you want me to serve you today?
Come on now.
And you have to think about it. Lately I find out most Christians or born-again believers don't think about what they need to separate themselves from.
That's right. Amen.
We think God just going to come down and do it. Reach into our lives. Here, let me, give me that. Give me your heart, brother. I'm going to remove this. And I'm going to get rid of that. And then I'm going to put it back in.
No.
Don't work like that. You have to decide that you want to clean yourself up. That's why there's a creating me. The word create means to transform, to renew, to change, to renovate. I like that word, renovate. I like that word better, renovate. To renovate. When you renovate something, that means it's in work. You're working on it. It's under construction. There's a process taking place. In order for us to become living sacrifices, sacrifice means you got to give up something. Oh my goodness, y'all don't hear me. When you want to be mad, God says you need to be glad. There's a lot of times, Joe, I would just want to be mad. I can just get mad and ain't seen nothing, ain't talked to nobody, ain't heard a word, and just be mad. And then have to sit past there and figure out why I'm mad.
That's right.
I know y'all had that problem. Why am I mad? Nobody's done nothing to me. I'm not remembering nothing. But I'm fireball mad. Thank you, man. Flesh. You have to sacrifice your flesh. Ooh, Lord, I like that too. You have to sacrifice your flesh so that you're holy. Or holy means hagios. Or you have to present yourself blameless. If you don't present yourself as a living, a living sacrifice for God. Meaning that you allow the kingdom of God to live through you. Yeah. Meaning that you allow a character and nature of Jesus to manifest. If you don't allow it to live through you, then you can't present yourself holy.
That's right.
Or blameless. Now, when I grew up in this church, every time I heard the word holy, I thought that meant that you had to be tip top in shape. Yeah. You couldn't make no mistakes. Every thought had to be supernatural, and every word come out of your mouth had to be perfect.
Yeah.
I was led to believe that's what holy meant, but I found out it ain't never gonna get there. There's gonna always be a problem in my life because I'm only human. I'm just a man.
That's right.
Show me today. That's all I know. That's all I remember. But it speaks for itself. God is trying to take us into an area or an arena so that we can yield ourselves as sacrifices to Him. And the way you sacrifice is by dying on a daily basis, that your experience in God is always growing or manifesting to the glory of God. Meaning that when there are things that you have a right to be mad about, you have to create a happy spirit in yourself.
That's right.
Yes.
When there are things that you can be discouraged about, you have to learn to encourage yourself.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
When you don't see any good around you, you have to create an atmosphere of goodness.
Come on now.
Why? Because you're compassionate. You're a living sacrifice. That means that you're living in the hell that you're living in, but you're still compassionate because Christ Jesus is in you. Lord, I can't do this anymore. I don't know about you, but the word beat me up real bad. What you mean you can't do it no more? I just said it like, Lord, I can't do this no more. This is rough. Yep. I told God, years ago, I forgot how many years ago, Pastor Hart was always playing these tricks on me, or trying to. He'd come call me in his office. I said, oh man, I did nothing this time. I'm innocent. Sit down, brother. I don't know that's how he sounded. So I'm sitting there, and he's fumbling with something. He always think he can fix something. He fumbling. I said, Pastor, what is it? I got to get back out on the platform. Brother, Ford is hiring. And I'm looking at him like, what? Ford is hiring. I can get you in. I go, is that right? Yep. I already talked to my buddy. He going to get you in Ford. You can go to work. You can start this week. And I'm sitting there, I said, is this a trick question, Sister Louise? It's got to be a trick question. Especially all the hell I've been through already, just staying here. Now you offering me a way out? Got to be something to this. And while I was sitting there, God said, there is something to it. This is the time in your life when you have to make a dedication to me. There's always an easy way out.
Yeah.
But if you allow the compassion and the grace of God to flow through you, you'll see that you can make it. But John, there's times I've been, man, 20 years later, I said, man, I should have took that job in the plant. Most of the buddies, all my bowling buddies, they all retired from GM or Ford or Chrysler, somebody. Yeah. And they sitting back pretty. I should have took that job. And when I said, I can't do this no more, Pastor, God said, listen to me, son. You can do all things through me.
That's right.
Yeah. I have strengthened you and enabled you to do it. He says, my compassion is greater than your thoughts or your ideas or you trying to discourage her. I don't need you to discourage me. I found a way to do it myself.
My Lord.
All right. But I said, Lord, I'm going to sacrifice myself for you.
Yeah.
Because I understand something. It is my reasonable service. The word reasonable means rational or logical. Mm-hmm. Pastor Keys knows he likes logical because he likes Star Trek. Spock always dealt with logic. Everybody else dealt with flesh. What I mean by that, feelings, emotions. Sometimes you have to put your emotions and your feelings on lockdown.
Amen.
To show forth the compassion of God. Because most of the folks that God wants you to show the compassion to don't like you anyway.
Yeah.
That's right.
Would hope you fall, your car would roll off the bridge.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know what the bad thing about it is? You ain't never done nothing to them.
Yeah.
But what God tell you? My grace is sufficient.
Yes. Yeah.
My compassion is greater.
Yes.
Love them anyway.
Yes.
There's people in our lives God is pushing us to love that we don't want to love.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus. Your rational and your logical, look at the word service, it means worship.
Yeah.
Don't you know when you dedicate your life to God and you allow the compassion of God to manifest itself in your life, it's a high form of worship.
Amen.
You're going to serve the one you worship.
Yeah.
And you're going to worship the one that you serve.
Amen.
Choose ye this day. Who you gonna serve? You can't serve. In most cases, we're trying to serve two masters. Because we want to do it God's way, but our way seems to be more feasible a lot of times. But not when it comes to people. Somebody has got to show forth a reality of the love of God in this earth. Amen. But the only way you're gonna do it. And I like it because it's telling me you have to stop singing the worship and become the worship.
Amen.
There are three realms of Christians in the earth. 30-fold Christian, a 60-fold Christian, and we're trying to get to be a 100-fold Christian. Amen. 100-fold Christian is when you become the worship. You don't have to worship with your mouth because your life has become the worship.
Amen.
That's where we're trying
Amen.
To get to.
Amen.
The only way you can do that is not to be conformed.
That's right.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, conformed.
Conformed.
Fashion light.
Yeah.
Fashion.
Conform to some other pattern other than the pattern of God. I heard Pastor Keys in the Sunday school this morning say, he was talking about following. He said, if you don't see me following Christ, then you don't follow me.
That's right.
Amen.
Folks are following folks because they look good.
Yeah.
I hope wasn't none of y'all listening to the radio this morning. Listen to the radio. I'm not going to tell you what station. I don't remember the name of the church, but I was telling the first lady about the young man. He made sense. He says, he was fussing actually because people were complaining about his pastor driving a Bentley. And he was on the radio saying that he was fussing concerning folks complaining about him owning a Bentley. He said, well, my pastor owned a Bentley and he deserve a Bentley. If he not blessed, we not going to be blessed. That's fine. That's good. But I don't think I should own a Bentley and you riding a bike.
Amen.
That's the only problem I have with that. Somebody said that loud. I'm going to remember you. But how many understand? It's our reasonable service. Follow me as I follow Christ. I want you to come here so that you can have life and have it more abundantly. If you learn to serve God with compassion and love and kindness and humility and sincerity, everything else that you have need of, God will supply your need. Easy scripture. Seek ye first the kingdom or worship the kingdom of God and all that that he stands for, his character and his nature, and everything that you have need of, you don't have to beg or run and look for it or steal it. It will be added to you. Why? Because you have not allowed yourself to be conformed.
Say that.
Not just to this world or this system or this age, but to your own condition. I have allowed myself at times to be conformed to the conditions I was in. And I began to look just like the condition. When you start to look like the condition, then you lose your glow in God. Because you know what I found out? God don't dwell in no mess.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he is not the author of confusion. And if you double-minded, guess what you are? Confused. So he doesn't want us to be conformed to this world or to this age or to this system or to our problems or our conditions. He wants us to be transformed, changed. Transfigured. That means you say to yourself, when you're going through, Father, I can make it. I can do all things. Lord God, I know that I have power over this. I know that I have authority and dominion to call those things that are not as though they were. I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I know that if you be for me, who can be against me? I know all of this. I know all of this.
Amen.
How do I know it? Because I've been through hell and I made it. I've been trying like a fire, but I'm coming out as gold. That's how you know. That's how you know you're being transformed. Or renewed in God. Because things that used to bother you roll off your back like a duck. I could ask for sharing and I could get hot about some stuff. I'd be so hot you see smoke coming out the top of my head. Bad thing about it was it wasn't for me. I got upset because it affected somebody else. Y'all don't hear me. God said, mind your own business. Stop being transformed or changed to this thing. But be renewed. Look at your neighbor and say, renew. I've been renewed. How many have been renewed? How you know you've been renewed? I ask myself that too. But Dennis, how you know you've been renewed in God? Well, I used to say, I ain't what I want to be, but I ain't what I used to be either.
Thank you.
That's what I used to say. Then I realized, I ain't what I want to be, I ain't what I used to be, but what I used to be is still in here. Waiting on my worship and my praise not to be as effective. Because I'm not as sincere with it, so that it can slip out and undermine everything that God has been doing in my life.
That's right. Amen.
Trouble don't start without, it starts within.
Amen.
It's the, how you look at it. That's why Paul said, we don't live by sight. We live by faith. Being renewed or being transformed or restarted, sometimes you have to get kickstarted. I'm sick of that, whatever that is, that buzzing. See it? It's coming out of all of them, Russ. The blood of Jesus ought to just keep on moving. Renew in your what? In your mind. The word mind is actually transformed into spirit. We've got to be renewed in our spirit. Because if you get renewed in your spirit, it'll transfer to your mind.
That's right. Amen.
You can't change your thinking until you change your spirit. And you change your spirit by changing your attitude and your disposition. Remember, you're a living, breathing, walking sacrifice for God. Guess what that means? It's going to cost you. Because you're saying, Lord, I willingly sacrifice all that I am for the kingdom of God.
Yeah. Amen.
And before I get to heaven, other flesh done heard it.
Yeah.
And they say to themselves, let's see just how much they love God. And you know what I like about Satan, the accuser, the adversary, that he can talk to that flesh too.
Yeah.
Now he ain't supposed to be able to talk to your flesh. If he do,
come on now.
That's because you've been circumcised. You've been set apart. You done cut away the old man.
Amen.
He's still in there, but you done cut yourself away from him.
Amen.
You're separating yourself from him.
Yeah.
Because you know that in order to be with God, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So you've got to separate yourself so that you can be the incorruptible.
Come on,
right.
Say that.
Right. Yeah.
So we're going to be transformed. We're going to be renewed, restarted in our spirit, that we may prove. You've got to prove something.
Amen.
Amen.
How do you prove it? By working at it.
Yeah.
You know, anything you want to be good at, you have to do what? You have to practice at it.
Right.
And you have to practice hard at being a good, God-fearing believer.
Amen.
I could say Christian, but everybody's a Christian. So you have to be a good, God-fearing believer.
Yeah.
You know what's a big sacrifice? When you say, I'm going to keep my mouth closed today. That's a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Because somebody need to hear what you got to say. Especially that person that's done already prejudged you and don't know you.
Yeah.
You got a lot of things to tell them, but God is saying, zip it.
That's right.
Not today. You got to prove what is that is good or that is beneficial. And acceptable. What's coming out of your life that's beneficial for somebody else? When you present yourself a living sacrifice, then you create beneficial stuff to come out of your life.
Yeah.
You love folks that hate you. You care for folks that are not compassionate. You pray for folks that despitefully use you.
Yeah.
These are the things that you do and you become when you present yourself as a living sacrifice.
Yeah.
Jesus was a living sacrifice.
Yeah.
He loved everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
And I was reading, and I was looking at how when Judas took the soldiers to the garden to arrest him, and Judas had asked him, he was saying, somebody's going to, I'm paraphrasing, somebody's going to turn me over to the soldiers or whatever, I was going to give my life away, and Judas said, is it I, Lord? He said, you know it.
I know it.
You already know. You got to know who you are. And you got to understand your dedication to God. And you got to have understanding of the principles and the concepts that God has provided in your life so that you can present yourself a living, yield yourself, offer yourself up as a living sacrifice.
Yeah.
Someone that is sacrificed. You got to be like Abraham's son.
Yeah.
What was his name? Isaac. Is that his name? Isaac. Ishmael didn't win up nothing. We all know, I'm about to close. We all know that Isaac wasn't no baby.
Right.
He was close to being a grown man.
Yeah.
He could have said, look here, Abraham, you go throw yourself on the altar. Remember, it don't say nothing about Isaac knowing God.
No.
Nothing that it say that Isaac had faith or that he trusted in God.
Mm. Yeah.
Pastor Keys, you better get on all to yourself, brother. You're not going to stick me up there. Especially when I already asked you, where's the offering? And you talking about the Lord will provide. When he going to provide it? I don't see nothing but shrubbery and a fire brewing. And it's only me and you. But you know what? Some things you have to have. Sometimes you have to have confidence in the unseen.
Yeah, amen.
God spoke a word to your life and you don't see it yet, keep trusting him. When you keep trusting him in spite of, you are yielding yourself as a sacrifice. You're telling God and even others that know you that in spite of all this, I still trust and believe my God. Because I'm a living sacrifice. My God is in me. And you know what? You keep growing and maturing in the things of God, sooner or later you will also be transparent.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
You will be transparent. I'll never forget. How many folks remember Sister E.R. Allen?
Yeah.
She liked to scare me to death one morning. She was here. She was in the revival here. And I was doing songs. I just got to doing songs. I was standing over in the corner. And she stopped whatever she was getting ready. She was preaching. She stopped and she looked at me. And she said, "Baby, you about to go through hell." I'm like, "Thank you." You know, I'm saying this to myself. I didn't say it out loud. I guess she could tell from that look in my face, I was saying thank you very much. Like I'm not already there. She said, "The reason is because God wants you to be transparent as gold."
Right.
It's only one gold I know that's transparent. That's 24 karat. 14, don't get it. 18, fall a little bit short. Only way you're going to be 24 karat gold is to present yourself in the midst of all your trials.
Amen.
Your struggles, folks, your inadequacies, folks' hatreds and envies and jealousies of you. Still present yourself as a character of God and a nature of God manifesting within your life because you know that you have been saved and born again and set free. So you offer God up something. You offer him up yourself. You put yourself on the altar.
Glory.
That you may prove. You can't prove it with your mouth. Can't prove it with your mouth. I don't want to hear how saved you are. I don't want to hear how blessed you are.
Amen.
Show me.
Amen.
I ain't going to Missouri, Sister Sherry. Show me how blessed you are with your life.
That's right.
Yeah.
Show me how saved you are with your life.
Amen. Amen.
If you show me, I might want it.
That's right, man.
Come on.
That's it.
Amen.
Glory to his name.
Prove it.
Glory to his name.
What the benefits are. Show me what the benefits are for living for God. Ooh, Lord Jesus, I could only imagine surgeries and folks in here that's been sick and God done pulled them out of the mouth of death.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. That's a benefit.
Yeah.
Amen.
They come to take something from you and God created an atmosphere, a miracle for you. That's a benefit.
Amen. Come on now.
Amen. Amen.
On,
you wake up in the morning and say to yourself, "Man, I'm tired. I can't do this no more. I'm not feeling it." And all of a sudden, an anointing hits your spirit, and the joy of the Lord began to take over, and you find yourself singing and glorifying God in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your trouble. That's the benefit. That's a benefit. People see that benefit.
Hallelujah.
So that you can prove that it's acceptable and the perfect Look at your neighbor and say, the perfect.
The perfect.
Meaning the mature.
Yeah.
Desire of God. That means that you've been transformed by the renewing of your mind, and you no longer look at the things the way you look at them, but you try to see them the way the Word tells you to see.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I'll say, well, you got to see it the way God sees it. There's only one way you do that. See it through the Word.
Amen.
You got to see it through this Word. If you can see it through this Word, that you can see what the perfect will or the mature desire of God is, or the purpose of God is for your life, then when you look in the mirror, you'll see Him.
Amen.
I pastors that when it said, First Lady Paul said, I want to know Him in the power of His resurrection. I said, oh my goodness, that'll never happen. I'd have to die to do that. I have to die to see Him in the power of His resurrection, or to recognize Him in that power. Because I know at the power of His resurrection, He rose from the dead.
Yeah.
Right.
God said, well, look in the mirror.
That's right.
I quicken you. You rose from the dead.
Yeah.
You was in the Dead Sea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You was blind, but now you see.
Yeah.
Troubles, but you still see.
Yeah.
You still got trials, but you still hear.
Yes.
Trouble is all around you, but you still understand.
Yes.
That's a benefit.
Yes.
For presenting yourself or yielding yourself as a sacrifice to God.
Yes.
I love those kind of benefits.
Amen.
When I don't feel like going, Pastor Relford, but I can go anyway.
Yes.
When I don't feel like praising Him, but I can lift up my hands and praise Him anyway. When I don't feel like laughing, but the joy of the Lord excites me nevertheless. Because sometimes it ain't nothing to laugh about.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
My Lord,
my Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
There was a commercial on the radio. I think they went to the comedy thing last night. The guy said, you know, I hear one thing say how blessed we are, and then I go and hear a song say telephone disconnect. Waiting on my next paycheck. He said, man, I'm discouraged. Been there before, just go find a payphone. But you can forget that, ain't no more payphones. They sitting in folks' houses. I went to a friend of my house and he had one of them payphones on his wall. I said, man, you're gonna go to jail. I said, what's the purpose of taking that? Man, that's an antique. Oh, yeah. We are antiques, but we want to keep him under subjection to the power of God.
All right.
Everybody,
amen.
Stand.
Amen.
That's funny. Telephone this one that wait for the next picture.
Thank you, Lord.
Shando Kiaba, Shiko Wilaba, Shanda Ki, Ilandro Mando Koika, Shandika Ita, Ilobo, Shando Kiata, Kiriata Makara Kiriato, Isha, Nanda Kalaritio, Ikobo, Shika Ila, Nandiapa, Ikobo, Shandiaka, Shiko Ila, Iliatro. But truly, my children, I work from the inside out.
Yeah.
As the song once said, Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. I transform from the inside, for that is where the problem is. Hilo Boko, I've seen each and every one of your hearts, and I move into that place, and I begin to work upon you in the nature and the character that I is a part of me. I now manifest through you so that when others see you, they no longer see you. They see me within you. This is the transformation that I require. This is the sacrifice. that I must have in order to have that many-membered body in the earth.
Is
what I am called for. That is what I have called you to. Many of our pastors and evangelists, but all can do this work. All can manifest me. All parts are influenced by me and through me. And all are manifested to do the work. And I am doing the work in my people. It is not you, but it is me that is in you, saith the Lord. And I shall bring the crooked places down and make them straight. The high places low and the low places high. Continue to follow me, for it is in my word. Word, that same word that created all things. It shall create a new heart in you. And it shall make a new mind in you. For it is my mind that shall lead the body. It is my mind that shall direct the body. Into the instructions that I might take you in and bring you out, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.